Nemeni Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Peter Nolasco and also the commemoration of St. Agnes. That's her octave was, this is the octave day of St. Agnes. So 8 days ago, we celebrated her feast, and that was a sign with what veneration she had there in the early church. 8 days of remembering that giving of her life. So that's a sign, you see that. Saints that are not so well known these days, but very, very highly venerated in the beginning because they were one of the first and of the good example they gave. But also today, let's see, Peter Nolasco is the feast for today. Two other names to mention is Charlemagne, not a saint, far from it, but very important in the history of the church. So he died today in the year 814, and Charlemagne, Charles Magnus, right, Charlemagne, was the first of the Holy Roman emperors, and he was the first, you could say, unified, or the first ruler in the West that had unified that entire portion of Europe since the classical era of the Romans. So a tremendous achievement, and would start an empire that would last up until like 1860, right? So 1,000 years, you had the Holy Roman Empire in the West. In the East, you had Constantinople, you had the Byzantine Empire. That would continue up until 1400, the fall of Constantinople. But anyways, so Charlemagne, the first of the Holy Roman Emperors, proponent, defender of the papacy, and under his reign, you had the Carolingian Renaissance, right? There's the like the Renaissance already thinks of in Italy in the 1400s. This is the Carolingian Renaissance in art, music, architecture, language. So anyways, just important to note his date of death. He was married 5 times. He had 5 wives and 4 mistresses. That's why he'll never be a saint. So, you know, not that, but other reasons as well, but an important figure in the church. Also, I have to mention this one. Blessed James the Almsgiver. He was 13th century Italy, born to a wealthy Italian family, studied law, but left it for the priesthood. And he restored a ruined hospital where he attended the sick and gave legal advice for free. And he discovered somehow the hospital was falling into disrepair because its funding had been misappropriated. Well, he was a lawyer. He knew what to do. And so he found out it was the bishop of the city. So he sued the bishop and won. And got the money restored to the hospital. New York and Chicago get their mafia from somewhere, and it was from Italy. So the bishop hired 2 hitmen to kill him and hide the body. And now we're starting to sound like, you know, some kind of primetime television show. Well, they did, and they hid his body in this little stand of trees, and it was discovered by shepherds who found that the trees were in full bloom in the middle of winter. And so they saw this grave, so they dug it up, and they found his remains. So that's Blessed James, the Almsgiver, and just goes to show, just because you're a bishop doesn't mean you're not a criminal, a crook, or a murderer. I guess there's a better way to say that, but there is corruption in the church. It's been there from the beginning. We shouldn't be surprised, and we hear of terrible things. So when you've got a weak bishop, well, at least he's not like hiring hitmen. So maybe look on the bright side. Maybe I shouldn't publish this sermon. I don't know. St. Peter Nolasco, our saint for today, a nobleman born in southern France in the year 1189. Now, we should have remembered this name. If you heard my sermon on Raymond of Peñafort from a few days ago, Raymond of Peñafort was the one who encouraged Peter Nolasco to found the Order of the Mercedarians. And the Mercedarians is an order dedicated to the redeeming of captives. This is a big problem for many hundreds of years in the Mediterranean. The Muslims were always raiding the coast, and they were destroying towns and taking captives, taking people prisoner. And this still goes on today, by the way. Like, slavery still exists in the world, and it's mostly in like Indonesia, Asia, and very much in the Middle East. It's something that's just not talked about, but very much it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. So Peter Nolasco is a young nobleman, and he fought the Muslims. He was a knight, a man-at-arms, but he wanted to give his life, he wanted to give his talents to God. Well, how do you do that, right? And like what St. Paul says, whether you eat or drink or sleep, do all for the glory of God, and whatever you have, give it to God. So here we have a man who wants to give his battle prowess to God, and there is a place for that, not just for the Crusades, but in general. So he starts the Mercedarians, and that is, the Mercedarians, it's a short name for the Royal and Military Order of Our Lady of Mercy of the Redemption of Captives. And this was founded to, not just to redeem captives, but to prevent them from being captured in the first place. So it was kind of a defense as well. Right, people talk about crusaders invading Muslim lands and trying to gain conquests. It was the other way around. In fact, actually, the Spain up to this point was invaded by the Muslims in the year 700, around the year 700. And for the next 700 years, until 1400, France and northern Spain would have to fight against constant Muslim aggression over and over and over again. So St. Peter Nolasco is giving his life to God, and Raymond de Peñafort encourages him to do this. And Peter Nolasco had been the tutor of the young King James I of Aragon. Remember, Raymond de Peñafort was his confessor, advisor. Peter Nolasco was his tutor at one point. And Raymond de Peñafort encourages him, get the king's help, found this order. So St. Peter's thinking about it, wondering what to do, and then he has a dream that Our Lady visits him and asks him to found this order. And he didn't know what to think about that. So he went to the king of Aragon and said, I had this dream the king of Aragon says, what is a dream about starting the Mercedarians? He's like, yeah, how did you know that? He's like, I had the same dream. Was it on this night? Yes, yeah, that was the same night I had the dream. So the same time, Our Lady appeared to both the king and Peter Nolasco at the same time about founding this order. So they did, with the help of the king. It attracted many young noblemen who had the means to fight and the ability to fight and the means to ransom captives. And people will talk about that, these young sons of noblemen, these disenfranchised nobility. What did they do with their time? Okay, sure, some of them went carousing, rabble-rousing, sure. Others joined monasteries, became monks, gave up their wealth and titles, lived a life of penance. And others of them gave their wealth and their abilities to orders like the Mercedarians. And they fought for the poor, they fought for the defenseless, they fought for the widows and the orphans, and they gave their money to ransom captives. And was very successful. It ransomed 2,700 persons in St. Peter's lifetime and over 70,000 captives over the next several hundred years. And this order of the Mercedarians was very much involved in the Reconquista of Spain that took place in the 15th century. Again, a sign of a divine favor. The day you die is important. St. Peter Nolasco died on Christmas morning in the year 1256. So again, not a priest, not a monk, but a soldier and a knight who had pledged his arms and armor for the service of God. So a great example there of a life. Again, he didn't get married, right? He wasn't a monk, he wasn't a priest, he didn't get married, he just gave his life to God. A vocation is whatever God is calling you to do. So don't worry if you still haven't found it yet. Who knows, right, what God has in store for you. And I would say that our lesson for this from Peter Nolasco and the Mercedarians, physical slavery, as I've mentioned before, is only one kind of slavery. The worst kind is the moral kind, or the intellectual kind, or the emotional kind. We can be slaves in all manner of ways, and it is the love of God that sets us free. Perfect love of God is perfect freedom, and any time we love anything or anyone else to the detriment of our love of God, we are that much less free, that much more slaves. How many people are slaves to, just the usual, money, power, and so on, but how many people are slaves to a schedule or an idea or a slave to stress or a slave to, whatever anger it may be? Let it go, right? I mean, it's not going to matter. All that matters is the love of God. If we feel stressed out, I have so much to do, my life is spiraling out of control, you're in a prison of your own making. It is not anything on the outside that has us imprisoned that can control us. It is on the inside. It's the importance we attach to it. I mean, they make movies about this kind of stuff, how somebody gets like amnesia and they don't remember anything. And they wake up and they're perfectly happy. They're like a little kid, like, oh, this is great. You know, and it's the memory of things. It's the value we put on exterior things that makes them pressure us, and we have to be able to remember that when we start feeling that, when we start feeling like I'm a victim of my circumstances. Absolutely not. We are prisoner to nobody but ourselves, and we have the key to our own prison, whatever that may be, and it is God who shows us that. It's the love of God, it's our prayer, and above all, it is our resignation to whatever happens. Regardless of what happens to us, blessed be God. Good things, bad things, fortune, disaster, blessed be God. This is God's will. God may not have brought it to me, but what God does will is that when bad things happen, I respond well. I respond with patience, I respond with resignation, and I try to learn what I can and do as much as I can in this bad, uncomfortable, you know, situation, whatever it may be. When we respond in that way, we are far less stressed, we are far more relaxed, we learn, we grow, and we just are that much more free. We give a good example to the people around us. So that is what I would like us to remember today about Peter Nolasco and the Mercedarians, is that he redeemed physical slaves, right? Let's redeem ourselves and others from the prisons, right? From slavery to stress or anger or bitterness or helplessness or whatever it may be. Let us redeem ourselves, right? Meaning pray, right? Pray, present ourselves to God, and he's going to be the one who saves us through grace and through a realization. It's just the love of God that matters. That's what's the most important thing at all. So let's pray for that grace, and pray through the intercession of St. Peter Nolasco. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.